Hello everyone, welcome to All About Nigeria, a podcast where our host talks about Nigeria's history, politics, infrastructure, and a whole range of other topics. We would love to hear your views about all the things we talk about, so join us on Twitter at All About Nigeria. Thank you for listening.
So, welcome to the second part of the podcast on Muhammadu Buhari. We stopped at the point when we talked about the unpopular actions, and we pick up from the same point. Part of the other things that people were angry with Major General Muhammadu Buhari about was that he jailed quite a lot of politicians. About 500 politicians, officials, and businessmen were jailed as part of a campaign against corruption. A lot of citizens did not like this at all. They saw it as heavy-handed and against the rule of law, especially as those jailed had been tried in military tribunals. The Nigerian Bar Association had asked all lawyers to boycott the tribunals, but some did not. I remember specifically that Chief Gani Fawemi stood against the Nigerian Bar Association and said that the duty of lawyers was to represent anybody in court, and lawyers should not abdicate that duty, and more so as it was a military tribunal. Without having any representation, the rule of law might even be more desecrated. It was under his regime that Fela Anikula Kuti was sentenced to 10 years in prison in what many perceived were contrived charges. Despite the harshness and strictness that pervaded the rule of General Buhari, it appeared that he also displayed equity and fairness when faced with evidence of innocence of alleged corrupt civil servants and politicians. He released at least 250 politicians who had been declared by the investigating committees set up by Buhari as innocent of the accusations brought against them. Such persons included Adamu Chiroma, the late Ikemba of Nnewi, Dim Odumegu Ojukwu, Audu Innocent Ogbe, Alhaji Aliyu Maitama Yusuf, Dr. Bode Olowo Poroku, Mrs. Mobolaji Oshomo, and Chief Michael Koleosho. As we have said, he was deposed by the General Ibrahim Badamasi Babangida's coup. After the military rule, General Muhammadu Buhari's political career started. He was overthrown in August 1985 and was made to retire from the Nigerian army. In 2015, he became the presidential candidate of the All Progressive Congress, APC, in 2015. He served as chairman of the Petroleum Trust Fund, a body created by government of General Abacha, another military administration, and funded from the revenue generated by the increase in price of petroleum products. The goal of the fund was to pursue developmental projects around the country. General Buhari contested unsuccessfully for the presidency of Nigeria in 1999, 2003, and 2007. In the 2003 presidential elections, he was the presidential candidate for the All Nigeria People's Party, ANPP. He was defeated by President Olusegun Obasanjo of the PDP with a margin of about 11 million votes. He contested for the presidency against the PDP candidate Umaru Yar'Adua in 2007 presidential elections and lost again. He contested in 2015 as the presidential candidate of the All Progressive Congress, APC, and won. This was against the president, Jonathan Goodluck. He contested again in 2019 for a second term and won. This was against Alhaji Atiku, Abubakar Atiku of the People's Democratic Party. General Muhammadu Buhari has a lot of national honors and national achievements. He's the Grand Commander of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, GCFR. He's also a star medalist of the Nigerian Armed Forces. He holds Doctors of Laws Honoraries Causa of the University of Calabar, Benue State University, and the Enugu State University. He also holds Doctor of Letters, University of Ilorin, and Doctor of Science, Abubakar Tafawa Balewa University, Bauchi. He is an accomplished soldier and an elder statesman. He was decorated with Defense Service Medal. He's also the only former leader of Nigeria that was not accused of corruption when he was in power or after leaving office. General Muhammadu Buhari has been married twice. First to his first wife, the late Hajia Safinatu Ni Yusuf Buhari. He married her at the age of 18. She was a very shy and conservative woman who was hardly visible on the social radar. They were married in 1971, and their marriage was blessed with children. Zuleya, Magajia, Fatima, Hadizatu, and Safinatu. Hajia Safinatu died in February 2006 from complications of diabetes. In December 1989, Buhari married Hajia Aisha Halilu, a Fulani lady from Adamawa State. We will pick up on Major General Buhari when we advance into the years and we come to the time when he became the civilian president. Thank you for listening. Do tune in for our next episodes.